the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Please take your seats. It's an absolute joy and a privilege to welcome you all here this evening. We're thrilled that you've come out on a winter's dark night to be here with us. I don't know about you, but 2023 hasn't been a year full of Kodak moments for me. I've had lowlights as well as highlights. And I think it's easy to pretend at Christmas time that everybody's life is perfect. But our hope, our prayer for this time that we're going to spend together this evening is that we'll be real and we'll be open to what God wants to bless us with. I was watching The Grinch Who Stole Christmas for the first time the other day, and I was really struck by how the Grinch is described as having a heart that's just two sizes too small. Now, I'm not saying that any of you are Grinches. You're not Grinches because you're here. You've come out to celebrate Christmas. But I wonder whether, like me, you might be going into Christmas with a heart that just feels a little bit smaller than it might have done. So what we really long for in this time together is that your heart will be filled with the blessings of Christ. And the theme for our evening is taken from those verses that were in the video about how Christ coming to earth brought light, and that that light will never be quenched. And it's that light that gives us hope. And it's that hope that keeps us going through the dark times. So I hope you're going to enjoy what we have for you. And all of it is with that hope, with that expectation that will fill your hearts with joy and with light and with love. So we're going to sing another carol now. I was reading something just this week in the papers about how when people sing together, it's good for us in a way that nothing else is. So sing loud, sing proud, don't worry if you're not in tune. We all sound the same to God, but we want you all to be blessed by this act of singing together. We're going to sing on your sheets. It's number CC45, if you're the people who can't quite see the screens. And we're going to sing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." So stand up, big breath in, sing it out. Let's have fun. We don't have any harps of gold, do take your seats, but we do have our wonderful band, and they're going to play a couple of pieces for us now.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Lovely, great. But thank you, band, for that. Now it's your turn to sing again, and we're going to sing It Was on a Starry Night. And if you're following from the cover books, it will be number 8. If you could stand, because it's a bit of a jiggle, this one. Well, just follow my lead as I'm, you know. So if you could stand and join in together as we sing this one. Wasn't that great? I'm sorry to tell you, there were not that many people swinging. I had a few at the front. We won't do it again. That's all right. Okay. But the next opportunity you get to dance, come on, shake it a little bit. Right, please sit down. Right, we're now gonna have the songsters. We're gonna come and minister to us 2 songs, and they're gonna minister. The first one is Wonder of Wonders, and then Worship the King.
Thank you, songsters, for those two songs in contrast. We are so fortunate in this church to have such wonderful musical groups, and I hope that you have enjoyed the contributions of both of them tonight. I've got a very quick announcement. If you're a child and you're in the nativity, i.e. if you're wearing perhaps a tea towel on your head, or if you've perhaps got a piece of tinsel wrapped around that head as well, now's your time to go to the Sunday school to get ready, Sunday school room to get ready for the nativity play, which is coming just later. And I must say, you're in particularly good voice this evening, because I've been sat playing in the band, and I can hear you singing wonderfully this evening, and you're going to have the chance once again to sing. And we're going to join together in singing the carol, See Amid the Winter Snow. It's number 76 in the song sheets for those at the back. See Amid the Winter Snow. I'm not entirely sure this one is appropriate for moving and dancing, but for standing, it is a good one. So if you're able, please stand with me and we'll follow the lead of the band. See Amid the Winter Snow.
Thank you.
reckon you're the best choir in Felixstowe this evening. Take your seats. And now, for what is the highlight of any... For what is the highlight of any Salvation Army carol service? The timbrels. And they are going to be performing to you to the tune Yuletide Rag, which is in a ragtime style, accompanied by our brass band. You'll recognise in their strains from Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. Sing along if you feel led, but you'll be so mesmerised by the timbrels that all the words will vanish from your mouths. The timbrels, please, let's encourage them and give them a round of applause. Aren't you glad you came? And aren't you tempted to join in? I would, but my Scottish genes prevent. But thanks again once, and let's give another round of applause to our friends.
Sing again, and if you've got song sheets, it's number 86. It's the first Noel, and as we sing, our children are going to come in and they're going to assemble the nativity scene behind us. Now, we've got some children who aren't well, so we've had to have a bit of a rejig at the last minute, and it does mean that some of them are a bit nervous, so please bear with and send good will to them. So we're going to sing the first Noel, and then once the children are here, we're going to sing Away in a Manger with them. take your seats and then we'll let you have a look up here while we all sing Away in a Manger. Instead of clapping, let's do a silent clap. Thank you very much, children. You were great. Doesn't everyone agree with all those waving, clappy hands at you? Thank you so much.
As good as the timbrels were, that's a real highlight, isn't it, of a service such as these. And it focuses our minds on the real significance, the real meaning of Christmas. And focuses us on the manger and the baby within it. Christmas wouldn't quite be Christmas, would it? Without lights. We decorate our homes with them. We decorate our towns with them. And if you were in this hall about 10 days ago, you would have seen 47 trees decorated with them. And at this time of year, lights are everywhere. And of course, this is a good thing, isn't it? Especially because the days are so short at this time of year. And light reminds us that brighter days lie ahead. And in this way, light is a symbol of hope. You don't need me to tell you this, but the world right now feels like a pretty dark place. War seems to be erupting all over the place. We know of Ukraine and of the Middle East, but we forget conflicts such as Myanmar, in Sudan, and in Ethiopia, and the list could go on and on. Everywhere we look, we see the effects of economic slowdown. And recent research carried out for the Salvation Army reveals that 65% of respondents in the east of England have seen the visible signs of people experiencing deprivation in their community experience in their community increase this year compared to last. and over a third, 37%, say that their feelings of hope this Christmas are at an all-time low. We're also experiencing a mental health epidemic, with 1 in 6 adults, approximately 4.5 million adults, reporting experiencing symptoms of common mental health problems like anxiety and depression in any given week in England. And this is without even considering the mental health crisis in young people and children. The world is a dark place, and finding reasons to hope seems an almost impossible task. The story of the first Christmas, however, contrasts starkly, and because this is where light and hope feature prominently. We know the Magi, as we have just seen, or wise men, followed a star. So we imagine them arriving at night with a star hovering above the manger, bringing light to the scene, not unlike our slide right now, even though the biblical text doesn't actually tell us this. And we often, in visual representations of the manger scene, see the baby Jesus almost glowing, bringing light to the dark setting of a stable. And the writer of the Bible reading that we heard in the video at the very beginning of this service clearly associated the coming of Jesus with light too. Light is indeed a prominent feature of the Christmas story. Later in life, Jesus would go on to refer to himself as the light of the world. And to this statement, he added the following: I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And by using this image, Jesus is telling us several things about himself. He is telling us that he acts as a spotlight, highlighting the areas where we have veered from the path that God had set for humankind. By using this image, Jesus is showing us that he serves as a beacon, a lighthouse, an illuminated road sign, pointing the way to brighter days ahead. By using this image, Jesus is reminding us that he himself brings light to seemingly hopeless situations in the here and now. The most amazing property of light is that no amount of darkness can stifle it. No amount of darkness can put light out. A few months ago, I visited a place called the Heights of Abraham in Derbyshire. Anyone ever been there? Lovely. So you'll know what I'm talking about. And the highlights of that attraction are a cable car up the mountainside, and once you get there, you're invited to visit caves that were formerly mines. So we set off visiting these caves, and our guide was a witty fella, and we had a quite good laugh with them. But just then, about halfway through, we reached this massive chamber within the mines. And at that point, our guide flicked the lights off. The darkness was complete. The darkness was total. And it began to feel rather oppressive. But as my eyes adapted to that situation, in the distance, I spotted a beam of light coming from a shaft that remained from the days of mining. That's the beauty of light, isn't it? That's the beauty of light. The light was small. The darkness was vast. But the darkness could not stop the light from breaking through. Irrespective of how small light is. Irrespective of the vastness of the darkness. The light cannot be overcome. Yes, the world around us seems to be a dark place. But in Jesus, the baby in a manger, the light of the world has come. The light that we need has come. So when we choose to follow the teaching of that grown-up Jesus, when we choose to follow his example, when we allow him to touch our lives, our perspective brightens. And though at times his light can be masked, no amount of darkness will ever put it out. So in conclusion, this Christmas time, let's be people of hope who not only spot the shreds of light where they are breaking through, but let's be people who actively seek to carry and reflect the light of Jesus everywhere we go without being discouraged. Because the baby in the manger is the light of the world, a light that cannot be overcome by darkness.
Just breathe. I can hear the chaos outside, all the fear that fills up my mind. Peace, you bring me peace, the kind that I have never known, to face the journey we're on. Here inside the stage, on this cold December night, I wrap my arms around you, holding you so tight. Baby, you're just a baby who came to change the world and save the hearts of everyone. King above all kings, hear the angels sing. You're worshipped and adored. You are so much more than just a baby. Hands, tiny little hands. One day you'll heal the scars of every broken heart. Love, oh how you'll love from now and through eternity. Love will be your legacy. But right now in this stable, on this cold December night, I wrap my arms around you and keep you safe tonight. Baby, you're just a baby who came to change the world and save the hearts of everyone. King above all kings, hear the angels sing. You're worshiping. worshipped and adored, 'cause you are so much more than just a baby. People came from near and far, following the star to see your face. Baby, you're just a baby who came to change the world and save the hearts of everyone. King above all kings, hear the angels sing. You worshipped and adored. You are so much more than just a baby.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us to this place this evening. Where we can worship your Son, Jesus Christ, and where we can remember that the light has come. We thank you that that light is life. That light is hope. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing can put it out. We make this prayer in and through the glorious name of Jesus Christ.
It's our last opportunity to sing together, so make the most of it. Please stand. And for those of you with song sheets, it's number 38. And for everybody, the words will come up. It's "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing."
Thank you.
Thank you. That was great. Please take your seats. So just as it was my privilege to welcome you all at the beginning of the evening, it's now my privilege to read a prayer and a blessing for you at the end of the evening. And when you came in, you were given a little light. And this is the time to find your light, but don't turn it on yet. So what we'd love is you to work out where the switch is on the bottom so that you know how to turn it on. There's a little black switch on the bottom. I'm going to read this prayer as a blessing to you. And towards the end of the prayer, it talks about rekindling the flame within us. And if tonight something of this evening has made your heart feel a little bigger, something has brought some light into your life, we would like you to light your light when I talk about rekindling the flame. And then we would like you to take these lights with you out into the world, out into your week, and to remember the words that Paul shared with us about how no amount of darkness can overcome light, and that Christ has given us light, and that light in us can shine no matter what is going on. So I'll read this prayer, this blessing to you, and if you want to light your light at the appropriate moment, you can. Lord, we reflect with thankful hearts on the wonder of your birth, the love you expressed when you left your glory to come to earth. For your life was like a beacon, Lord, shining brightly in the night, filling the world with the radiance of the Father's glorious light. And we too long to have inside your light for others to see, the beautiful reflection of your grace and the wonder of your majesty. For as your life dwells in our hearts, we can shine wherever we are and arise to take hold of each new day with your light ablaze in our hearts. So rekindle the flame within us, Lord, so it will not flicker nor dim. Ignite us with the light of your love, so that you shine brightly within. Amen. Thank you so much for coming out this evening. It's been an absolute joy to have you here with us.